with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has signed an order to ban flag burning, even though it's protected free speech. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's order directs the Justice Department to investigate instances of flag burning.
When you burn the American flag, it incites riots at levels that we've never seen before. People go crazy.
He said flag burners should receive a one-year jail sentence. However, in 1989, the Supreme Court ruled that burning the American flag constitutes symbolic speech that's protected by the First Amendment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says National Guard troops may be sent soon to other cities.
His focus is on Chicago.
It's a disaster. What's going on in Chicago?
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson called the president's approach uncoordinated, uncalled for, and unsound.
And they say, we don't need him. Freedom, freedom. He's a dictator. He's a dictator. And when I see what's happening to our cities, and then you send in troops, instead of being praised, they're saying you're trying to take over the republic.
Officials say the crime rate has dropped in Chicago. 2,000 troops have been deployed to Washington, D.C. President Trump also indicated plans to assist New York. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump's special envoy Keith Kellogg says officials are working very, very hard on efforts to end the three-year war between Russia and Ukraine. Kellogg said in Kyiv on Monday that officials are hoping to get to a position where in the near term we have, with lack of a better term, security guarantees that address Ukraine's fear of another invasion by Russia in the future. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 349 points, the Nasdaq dropped 47. This is SRN News. Educators in the Lone Star State weigh in on the Ten Commandments.
More than 17,000 people belong to a page on the social media platform Reddit called Texas Teachers, and a lot of them are celebrating a court decision blocking a new law that requires the Decalogue to be posted in every state school. A disturbing number of page members praised the ruling with statements including, quote, thanks Satan, and, quote, hail Satan. Others suggested ways to get around the law if it's upheld, including ways of destroying the commandments posters. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit in Hawaii arguing the Trump administration is unlawfully restricting access to the abortion drug mifepristone. The ACLU and other plaintiffs are asking a judge to find that the FDA violated the law by restricting the pills without scientific justification, but are stopping short of flat-out seeking an immediate elimination of the restrictions. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after a big jump last week on hopes of 4 interest rates cuts from the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 fell 0.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 8% after setting a record on Friday. Tech stocks did better than the rest of the market, leaving the NASDAQ composite down just 0.2%. Healthcare stocks were broadly lower. Keurig Dr. Pepper slumped after saying it will buy Peet's Coffee owner, J.D.E. Peet's, in a deal worth about $18 billion. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The Dow is down 349 points to close at 45,282. The Nasdaq lost 47 to 21,449. The S&P 500 dropped 27 to 6439. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.